Not hiking rates, just hiking.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. You know, being a central banker is not a bad gig. World financial chiefs are gathered today in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, for some hiking, some Yellowstone, Grand Tetons, and also wrestling with the state of the global economy. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
The Kansas City Fed sponsors this annual retreat for economists and policymakers. As they take in the fresh air, they'll likely be breathing a sigh of relief. Recent signs suggest the global recession is easing. Former Fed Governor Lyle Gramley is with Soleil Securities.
If they don't, they're not human. Had central bankers here and abroad not come to the rescue of financial markets, we not only could have, but we would have had a total economic and financial meltdown.
Central bankers aren't out of the woods yet. Economist Jack Albertine says the global economy is still weak, but efforts to strengthen it could spark inflation.
The Federal Reserve has to figure out how to keep the economy on an even keel and simultaneously not trigger inflation. It is very difficult, and I think that's what they're wrestling with in Jackson Hole.
Analysts say they'll be watching for more details of the Fed's exit strategy when Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke speaks later today. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
It's a mixed day in stocks. European markets are higher by a percent or so. Wall Street saw its third positive day in a row yesterday. The Dow added 70 points, closed at 9,350. But Asian markets dropped today, especially in Japan. The U.S. announced cash for clunkers is ending Monday, and Japanese auto stocks tumbled. In China, authorities are investigating another case of child lead poisoning, this time in the central province of Hunan. Near a plant that processes the metal manganese, 1,300 children were found with high levels of lead in their blood. There was a similar case earlier this month. People who live near Chinese industrial plants have complained for years that local officials are ignoring dangerous pollution. Marketplace's Scott Tong joins us from Hunan Province. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
How was this latest poisoning case discovered?
Well, Bill, we talked to parents in the village where this plant is and the hospital where a lot of the children are being treated. And they say their children had these awful symptoms. Some of them had fevers of 105. The kids stopped eating. And then when they got them tested at the local hospitals, they found lead levels in their blood, in some cases that were triple the normal levels. And so the parents tell us that the doctor's version of the story is, you know, these children are going to grow up and have memory loss and learning disabilities. So there's a sense of hopelessness among the people we talk to.
How are the local residents there reacting?
Well, they're very critical of the boss of this manganese processing facility. What they tell us is he came in without the appropriate environmental permits, and then he set this place up and it started spewing black ash into the sky. And one observer said, you know, this is kind of the face of China's environmental movement. It affects them very, very directly, Bill.
Tell us about this product, this element, manganese. How does this fit into the global economy?
You know, Bill, manganese is a big part of steel, and China is the world's biggest maker of steel. So Americans interact with that when they get products shipped over from China in ships made of steel, and the containers are made of steel, and the products obviously have steel in them. So basically what the global economy has done is it's allowed developed countries like the U.S. outsource jobs, outsource factories to developing countries like China, and they also outsource the smokestacks and the environmental pollution. And a lot of people in China want it to end.
So with this manganese poisoning case, Scott, what's going to happen next there?
The government officials tell us that the boss of this plant is still missing and they're going after him. They've shut down this plant, and now they're trying to get the word out to the villagers and their children that the government is paying for a lot of benefits for the kids to be screened and for the children to be treated.
Marketplace's Scott Tong in Hunan Province. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
American Public Media presents the Scratchpad blog. Host Scott Jagow keeps you updated on business news we're talking about. Available daily at marketplace.org.
National Association of Realtors comes out today with the latest numbers on existing home sales. One place that is finally seeing some housing relief is Phoenix, Arizona. From KJZZ, Peter O'Dowd reports.
Median home prices in Phoenix have fallen by half over the past 27 months. It's been a historic crash, but Arizona State University's Carl Gunterman says it's possible the worst has passed.
The pattern seems to be fairly clear that this plunge in prices we've been seeing is easing somewhat.
Gunterman says Phoenix home prices hit bottom in April and then slowly climbed to a median price of $119,000 in July. Here's another encouraging sign. Recent home sales have reached a pace not seen since the real estate heyday of 2005. But economist Marshall Vest is still cautious about the future of Arizona's economy. In good times, he says 20% of employment in Arizona is related to construction, mortgage lending, and other growth industries.
I think we're going to continue to be subjected to the ups and downs of the building cycle. That's the way it's been for decades, and I think that's going to continue into the future.
Even if this housing rebound continues, Vest predicts Arizona's economy will contract through the end of the year. In Phoenix, I'm Peter O'Dowd for Marketplace.
And finally, Starbucks is cutting the cost of JPC, as my dad calls it, just plain coffee. However, the company is raising its prices on certain harder-to-make drinks, your Frappuccinos and the like. So if you're going to be high maintenance, you're going to pay for it. My dad will be so happy to hear that. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke, and I have a question for you. Has this recession forced you to start over? And I don't just mean you're tightening your belt. I mean maybe you have to launch a new career because your old one collapsed, or you're moving far away, changing your life, or maybe you've done a 180 in your approach to money. If you have a memorable story, I'd like to put you on the air. Please go to marketplace.org. And click on the trading floor there where it says our question of the day is, has the recession forced you to start over? Thanks very much. I hope to hear from you, and I hope you have a terrific Friday and a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.